Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Zoke. Okay, let's try this one again then. It does help if you're actually picking it up from the right input device. Anyway, so very briefly, I'm going to go through a little script I wrote, Bash script, because Bash is excellent. What it does is it lets you make podcasts faster. I'm still working on it. It changes pretty regularly. Go to Zoke.org when I've finished testing up. The new version's up there. Currently, we're on 0.2.4, but I'm still kind of working on that. So it's more like 0.2.4 alpha. Anyway, it's licensed under the GPL version 3, as pretty much everything I do is. What it does is it has a bunch of constant stuff. I'll go through that in a moment. The basic idea behind it is you plug a microphone into your computer. You run this script. It starts recording from that microphone. You say whatever you need to do. It then records it, encodes it, and uploads it. And the idea is it sorts everything out that needs to. If you want intro and outro music, it will stick that on. So let's go through some of exactly how it works. I mean, it's fairly simplistic. There are a bunch of variables and options. Some of the constants are things like the output file names, which is just read from the read simply from the command line parameter you call it. So you call the script and then whatever the file name, so it doesn't have issues with overwriting. Complete file, which is the file with the intro and outro, which are currently stored as WAV files. Could probably change that to FLAC, but you know, this is fairly simplistic. Get something up and working. Again, these are simple intro and outro file names. We can just change that, so it's not a huge big deal. If you want to listen to it before it uploads or anything, you've got the playback file. It will put some tags in for you, currently only on the MP3s. Don't actually know if Speaks does have tags, but, you know, working on that. FTP details, username, password, server name. Not sure if I should have the password actually in there or not, but again, work in progress. Then recording quality, whether you want a bunch of options here. So recording quality, intro outro is 1, FLAC is 0, because the Hacker Public Radio don't need a FLAC. But if I want, this will output a FLAC file, an OGG file, MP3 file, and a Speaks file, and I can change the compression rates on all of those. Then we go to the main script, which basically just does an A record to grab the information, which is pretty simplistic. It then, if you want an intro and outro on the front, it uses socks to load them in. Otherwise, we don't, but we need to rename the file to make sure it's still, we're looking at the same file name. Convert it into a FLAC, OGG, and MP3 formats if you need. And Speaks. If you want a playback, do a playback. And if you want an upload, do an upload. I'm working on that upload bit at the moment. So, you know, that will be coming along slowly. But so keep an eye on Zoke.org. And the idea behind this is that my Python stuff, for example, was taking me forever to do. I mean, literally, I'd spend about a month on those. Most of a month. Not, you know, not spending 150 hours just making a half an hour show. But I'd write a script, and as I was writing the script, I'd sort the code out and make sure the code worked, copy it back in, and then copy it back out to make sure what I'd copied in worked. And then rewrite scripts and bits as I didn't like it, read through it several times. I mean, that would take hours alone. Then I'd end up recording it and listening to it again and again and again, and taking out the ums and the ers and burps and anything like that I didn't like. When I breathed in, for example, like there. And all this kind of stuff. And it was taking a long time, and I wanted a much easier, faster way of doing it. So this is going to be a much more raw, gritty thing. I'm probably going to be speaking too fast occasionally. I do, without trying to insult all the American listeners, the English do seem to speak faster than the Americans generally. So I do try and slow my speech down, because with the accent as well as speaking too fast, it does make it harder for a lot of the Americans to understand. So I try and slow my speech down. Mrs. Zoke always tells me when my parents come to visit, I kick into talking fast again, and then she has issues understanding me. And, you know, I live with her. So you'll understand that I'm trying to make sure that it is a lot easier to understand. I mean, I'm not going quite into a I'm not going into a full radio voice, or yeah, I know, bad impersonation, but I'm not trying to do anything like that. You know, this is just my normal voice, trying to make it a little clearer, slowing it down, trying to enunciate a little better. But by and large, this is me, this is how I speak. So you're gonna have to put up with some of that, but the idea is it's gonna be a lot easier for me to do stuff like that. And it does mean that, you know, if you did have something that could actually just run a bash script, I have no idea if the Android could, whether Android phones could or not, but potentially there's, you do a simple thing like that and you can run this. So there's, a bunch of changes I need to do to the program to make sure it is working perfectly as everyone wants. But at the moment, I'm trying to tailor it mainly for the Hacker Public Radio people, but give enough options in there that if anyone else wants to do it, they can. Because someone, was it Deep Geek? Someone was talking about doing a speaks file, so I added speaks encoding in there. I have never used speaks up until recently. Just when I started this, I was playing around with it, but I figured it, why not? It's a couple of extra lines and it just gives that extra flexibility. So feel free to email me if you have any suggestions, comments, questions, all the standard stuff, and we shall see what's going on. Now, of course, you're going to hear me hit Control C and then you're going to get my standard outro, and hopefully this time it actually worked and recorded it, because I was picking it from the right microphone, not sort of an internal speaker on the laptop. Thank you for listening. If you want to give me any feedback, you can go to zoke.org. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. You can send me feedback through there, or you can email me at zokesorrow@gmail.com. That's X-ray Oscar Kilo Echo Sierra Oscar Romeo Uniform at gmail.com.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.